Mr. O'Brien?
How much damage does it do us if we just say they raised hell about all these contracts under previous secretaries of air and other things? My press conference, why do we have to announce these contracts to the congressman? Suppose we just stop that policy.
You mean announcing in advance?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it doesn't do a fellow much good to give out a little announcement. It leaves the implication, though, that we are having a political pull to it. We can tell whoever we want to, but not let them announce it. Let's just stop this policy of notifying a congressman every time an $18 contract goes to some electrical firm that may have been a little bit corrupt anyway.
Well, I don't think that's quite the way it works, Mr. President.
Well, I mean, we let the congressman announce that the contract's going to be let in South Bend, we'll say.
Yeah.
Now, why don't we just let defense do that?
Well, that's your judgment. I frankly...
Well, I'm calling you to ask your judgment. My judgment is that they're going to holler corruption us to death between now. It's going to be Korea and corruption and something else. And they're going to do everything they can. And if they can find one congressman, a Democratic congressman, whose brother was a day laborer in a place, they're going to tie it in. Now, they're just raising hell now about something happened back here. And Fred Black's case is brought out where he's supposed to bribe some Air Force officers.
Yeah, I saw.
And I just think they're going to do it more and more and more. And if it doesn't make any difference in your shop, if it doesn't just mean turning upside down, what I would do is tell Bob McNamara and get him over here and say to him, between now and November, you handle those announcements yourself.
Yeah, well, it will make a hell of a lot of difference in our shop. I want to tell you that. Because we've been selectively as we possibly can on those. Some of them really make an impact and afford a fellow an opportunity to prove to his constituents that he has had an interest in the problems of the particular, federal activity in his district. I think that I will get a hell of a backlash on it from them, but that's perfectly all right. I'm willing to, but
I think from
it's a wonderful opportunity to keep a handle on a lot of these fellows. You know, I just... discussed this in the past, and it is a policy that's been in existence for a hell of a long while. I will say that maybe we've refined it a little bit, and that some of these people may have gotten a little too much attention. I don't know.
I thought maybe it, from your standpoint, caused you as many enemies as friends, because if you let Yarber know it and you don't let Pickle know it, why... Or if you let them know simultaneously, it looks like to me it's going to be a problem to you.
Well, I think the weight of the record shows that it's been a plus factor to us. Occasionally we do have those little incidental problems, but...
Well, then I'll wait till I can sit down and talk to you. I didn't want you at dinner, but I was going to leave, and I...
Well, I'm going to be with you,
Well, that's wonderful. If you're going to be with me, we'll argue it out there. And let's find some compromise between now and November. I'm afraid of this corruption issue.
Yeah.
I just don't want them to say we're letting contracts.
Yeah.
And I know that one or two of the Republicans are telling the contributors that they're going into this. So I'd just like to lay low on it from now to November if I could. And you think about it, and I'll talk to you on the trip.
All right. Okay.